These state-based marketplaces are often described as Travelocities for health insurance. They're online sites where consumers can compare and shop for health plans, which must meet certain coverage requirements. They're open to everyone, but really, they're geared toward people like Tammy Bradshaw. She's a self-employed photographer in Philadelphia who buys coverage on the individual market.
I'm married to another small business owner, so we pay out of pocket every month for insurance.
Right now, it costs Bradshaw and her partner about $800.
I guess I'm kind of hoping in the back of my mind we'll be able to get that for a little less money.
Along with those who have individual policies, the marketplaces are also designed for people like Nathaniel Scott. The 24-year-old is uninsured.
My biggest concern is that one day, I go through a medical emergency and I require, a visit to a hospital or what have you, and then I'm kept maybe overnight or for a couple of days. Then after I get out, I get, a bill from the hospital for like thousands and thousands of dollars. And then my head's spinning saying, oh my goodness, how am I going to pay all this? On top of everything else I'm paying.
People like Scott may be eligible for income-based subsidies to buy coverage through the marketplaces. Starting next year, people may also face fines for not having coverage. Based on various estimates for this region, the marketplaces could affect about 350,000 people in New Jersey, upwards of 800,000 people in Pennsylvania, and about 35,000 people in Delaware. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.